You key in Super Volcano on Toba.
Yes.
Why is it so significant in terms of human evolutionary history?
Well, specifically, I can take that one. Toba did something that no supervolcanic eruption could probably do again, and that's just simply because our numbers are so big now. It would take something amazingly catastrophic to bring us to a near extinction. But what Toba did at the time, the population was small enough that the bottleneck it created altered our genetic makeup. And when you have a bottleneck, genetic variation plummets. Somehow, the remaining population has to make up for that, and differentiation, which is, you know, our outer appearances, can skyrocket. And for a long time, geneticists and researchers were trying to figure out why this all, you know, why are we so different on the outside, yet our genetic variation is so similar and so low?
Because, Marie, we're from different planets, don't you know
that?
Yeah,
there you go. But the Toba eruption explains this. It explains this, and there's actually a theory called the Toba catastrophe theory.
All right, explain that to us. Okay. Why are we different?
Professor Stanley H. Ambrose of the University of Illinois developed this theory by asking the question, if we all came out of Africa, why do we not all look more African? If we all look so different on the outside, why are we all basically made of the same stuff on the inside? And those questions are answered by something like the bottleneck that Toba created. It narrowed our population down to a point enough where genetically the variation almost stopped. And that's just something that happens to us when we're forced to either inbreed or we've got very few breeding couples from which we're building a new population. Well, at the same time, genetic studies show an abrupt rise in differentiation, which is our outer appearances. And all of this happened approximately 70 to 75,000 years ago. So putting two and two together, what is the event that caused this? And what made Toba so unique is that every single person alive today is genetically related to a survivor of Toba.
Okay, now, these Toba survivors, did they originally all look the same? Were they all basically of the same race?
There were, at the time, there were Homo sapiens sapiens, there was Neanderthalus. There was Homo erectus and Homo, and I hope I say this right, Floriansulus, the little, they're miniaturized humans that were found.
Who's going to correct you?
Yeah, you know, somebody will, but that's okay. But what happened again is that the population was so decimated that only a certain amount of breeding pairs for each of those types of humans came through the bottleneck, the majority being Homo sapien. All the other races died out. Neanderthals died out approximately, well, some people will say 30, 35, 40,000 years ago, as well as Homo erectus and the little guys, Homo F, I'll call them.
Unless there's one running around as a Bigfoot
there, you know,
family
there
or something.
Could be. Somewhere
could
in the
be.
Jungles of Indonesia. But anyway, of the remaining modern humans, all of us are genetically shown to be descendants of the survivor of Toba.
Okay.
It came through this bottleneck. And again, that probably can't happen today unless we were to be hit by an asteroid, which triggered two or three supervolcanoes, and we had all-out nuclear war, because I don't think a supervolcano, and Dad, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I don't know that a supervolcano could create the same kind of drastic bottleneck that would genetically alter us for the next 100,000 years.
Yeah, I agree.
It will mess us up big time, and you know, I'm sure we're going to talk about the scenario of what a super eruption would be like.
Yeah. Well, but it sounds like Toba changed people pretty darn fast, too.
It did. It changed us, and it also forced some things to happen, like differentiation. Normally can take, you know, over a million years. It's something that progresses slowly as a species evolves and just, you know, gets through life without major catastrophes. But because Toba occurred, it forced the remaining population to differentiate rather abruptly.
Well,
as if nature knew, listen, you guys have to make up for lost time. You got to breed like crazy, and we're going to get this differentiation up to par. So it really is sort of like a trigger to get the growing, the rising post-bottleneck population to catch up to where it should have been had they been permitted to evolve naturally.
Well, were the races based on environmental locations or environmental issues? Once Toba occurred, did you know, the people who are Asian and the way they look, was that because of where they live, some kind of earth changes there? Well, people in Africa, Caucasians, wherever they were?
Right. What happened after Toba, after this sort of 6 to 10 year volcanic winter that Toba caused, the remaining populations did begin to fan out of Africa and move into the various regions that, you know, into Eurasia and into southern parts of Africa and eventually into Siberia and Europe and into America. But this happened fairly quickly in terms of evolutionary history. Instead of taking the usual million years, you know, we spread out real quickly and took on traits, outer exterior traits, very quickly. Again, almost like we were making up for lost time. And that is why it has stumped researchers for a long time before the Toba theory came along. Why? Why do we all look so different, but genetically we're all so similar? And that's what makes Toba so exciting, is that it really answers a lot of questions about our evolutionary history. But at the same time, it's not something we should be afraid of happening again. Like I said, for us to become get to that near extinction point now, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would take. But at that time, it was drastic enough to the few people who did live that it made such an impact. And we're all related to a Toba survivor.
Why didn't we become
one genetic big family?
why didn't we become mutants?
Well, you know, part of what happened with the quick differentiation is that there are genetic mutations, but I think nature just is this wonderful machine. I hate to call it a machine. I think it's more than that. That, you know, we needed to get our population numbers back up to not become extinct. And so mutations were kept to a minimum. They were not drastic mutations. In a lot of cases, they were leaned towards adaptability. In other words, we developed traits that helped us to adapt to a new environment, a new climate, a new where, you know, wherever we ended up after we migrated out of Africa.
You know, I've always believed that this planet is an organism by itself. It's alive, and it cleanses itself, it heals itself, it fights back for itself. Are these super volcanoes some kind of mechanism of the planet to either reduce population or to clean itself up environmentally or to do something? Who wants that?
I want to start that, but I'll let John pick up from there. I think it's nature doing what nature does, and that is forming and reforming the planet, making mountains, making the Hawaiian Islands, just doing its thing, and any symbolism that we give it comes from us.